Hello, this is Sonic Heritage. The next hour is a tour of the sounds of some of the world's most famous sites, as we explore soundscapes from UNESCO World Heritage Sites and items of intangible heritage. Sonic Heritage was created by Cities in Memory, which is one of the world's largest sound projects, with more than 2,000 contributing artists all over the world. We collected 270 sounds of world heritage from 68 countries, and we asked artists and musicians to reimagine them into brand new compositions, reflecting on their interpretation of both the sound recording and the heritage site or practice behind the sound. What you'll hear is, first of all, approximately 1 minute of a field recording from a World Heritage site or cultural practice of somewhere in the world. Next, you hear a composition that's been built around that recording, and each artist has applied their own personal response both to the actual sound of the recording, but also to the space, the story behind it, and how it's moved them. You'll hear sounds from as far afield as Japan, Guatemala, Ghana, and New Zealand, with everything from traditional weaving practices and glassmaking through to dawn choruses, chiming bells, prayers, and even the inside of the Sistine Chapel. I hope you enjoy this tour of the sounds of the world, and you can listen to the full collection at citiesinmemory.com.
Okay. Thank you. I lived in St. Petersburg in the mid-90s. And I remember this particular night. The bridges were up and would stay that way till 5 a.m. We started off hopeless, tired, stuck on this island. But as it dawned on us, the sun wouldn't go down completely. The mood changed. We became giddy in the pearly white light, looking across at the domes and columns of the city, a silhouette against an unchanging lilac sky. We walked at the edge of the island, in the sparkling half-dark, the river all around us. The water curled like muscles flexing, a warning to not get too comfortable, a show of strength. Someone opened a kiosk bottle of Champagne from his rucksack. It tasted nothing like champagne, but we didn't care. He told us how he'd been walking home night before last down Nevsky and heard a noise. A horse was cantering alone through the middle of the empty street, like it was in a hurry to get to the last metro. He'd drunkenly called out to it, he said, but fuck knows what he was going to do if it came over. Tell it the metro was closed, someone said, swigging from the bottle. A horse was going to have to walk it. The city at that time was still mostly quiet at night with no nightlife, unless you counted single German-run strip clubs or expat Irish pubs, where the only difference was the language you were likely to be threatened in. Last year, Paul had lied to us and said he'd been arrested because he was drunk. He'd actually got done for cruising here. Talk about giving only half the story. After an hour wandering in the stillness, we heard distant beats. A few minutes later, we saw a single light in the gloom. A two-story unfinished house, dirty cement and copper prongs at all angles. The people in there were dancing like mad to what sounded like sped-up four-on-the-floor national anthems. Russian house in a Russian house, someone said. We started in hesitantly, but were soon dancing along with these strangers in their army gear and boots, tiny t-shirts, shell suits, under a single pair of 80s mobile disco lights. Sharing watermelon and beer in an abandoned building, listening to sped-up Soviet anthems. End of a century, end of an era. So vivid. I can still smell the sweat and the cigarettes, the watermelon and the throat pinch of sweet champagne in a heaving concrete building.
Thank you. quel colore che ha lui sulla canna è nero, stava facendo il bag, sicuramente. Si vede rosso, si vede? Allunga perché deve avere una cosa più piccola, l'occhio e l'altro.
Avete tenuto il tempo, 2 minuti forse, non penso di più. Ci vedete? Mi prego.
Vedete quando dalla fiamma come ritorna incandescente, no? Però deve rimetterlo dentro per forza perché è diventato duro, deve farci la cosa. Sentite, vero voi da là? È come una catena di montaggio, vedete l'altro maestro sta preparando già la massa per portarla appunto con la foglia d'oro, con la quantità di vetro per partire.
faccio questo adesso, come siete? Non tanto che è tanto.
Silenzio. Silence, please. Silenzio, camera.
D'ordine.
No phone, no video. Silence.
Yeah.